With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi. A U.S. judge has appointed a receiver to oversee a Bitcoin plant in Butte after the majority owner was accused of running a Ponzi scheme involving cryptocurrency investments. A retired U.S. magistrate will oversee the finances and assets of CryptoWatt, a Bitcoin plant. The minority owner and operator requested the receiver. They argued the owner wasn't paying the bills, threatening the entire operation, including 32 jobs. The Montana Motor Vehicle Division says seven of its driver's license offices will be open on Martin Luther King Day to provide additional times for residents to renew or replace Montana driver's licenses or to obtain state identification or Real ID cards. Real ID compliant identification, passports or military or tribal IDs will be needed to board commercial flights starting October 1st. Offices in Billings, Bozeman, Butte, Great Falls, Helena, Kalispell, and Missoula will be open on January 20th from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. A campaign to legalize, regulate, and tax marijuana use has submitted two proposed ballot initiatives for state review. The group called New Approach Montana has one ballot initiative that would legalize marijuana for adults in Montana, establish a regulatory framework, and a 20% sales tax. The second proposal is a constitutional amendment to restrict marijuana consumption to people age 21 or older. The ballot language was submitted to the Secretary of State and Legislative Services Division yesterday. Montana lawmakers have yet to find consensus about moving the state towards annual legislative sessions. MTPR's Corn Cates Carney reports.
Montana and North Dakota are the only two states in the country with part-time legislatures that meet once every other year to approve a budget and pass policy. Instead of meeting once for 90 days every other year, state lawmakers are studying if they should move to 45-day meetings every year. Republican State Senator Ryan Osmundson carried a bill during the 2019 legislative session to study and consider changing that process.
Focused around how do we strengthen the legislative branch.
Some lawmakers are concerned that the authority of the state legislature is not as strong as it once was, losing institutional knowledge through term limits and ceding power to the always present executive branch. There's no consensus among Montana lawmakers whether annual sessions would improve the legislature's work. John Esp is a seven-term Republican from Big Timber.
In my world, I think it makes more sense to have annual sessions where you don't have to commit to 4 months away from your business, 4 months away from your ranch or your farm.
Diane Sands, a seven-term Democratic legislator from Missoula, isn't in favor of annual sessions. Sands says the legislature should focus on increasing bipartisan work during the interim period between every other year sessions and offer more training for lawmakers. Sands says annual sessions is not a new idea in Montana, and she doesn't expect it to get traction this time around either.
I mean, I don't think the public's going to let us have annual sessions, no matter how we frame it.
The Montana Constitution says lawmakers shall meet each odd-numbered year in regular sessions for no more than 90 legislative days, and the legislature may increase the limit on the length of any following session. Specific costs associated with the potential change were not discussed at Tuesday's hearing. Lawmakers studying the issue will report any recommended changes in November. I'm Corton Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
A Montana timber company has announced it will indefinitely suspend operations at one of its two sawmills, citing chronic timber supply problems due to litigation. The Independent Record reported yesterday that RY Timbers Incorporated says layoffs are expected to begin at its Townsend location in April, with about 70 employees affected. Officials say work at the sawmill is expected to remain suspended until the company has an adequate supply of timber to continue full production operations. Company officials say uncertainty and delays caused by litigation of Forest Service timber sales has required RY Timbers Mills to operate at one half their capacity. Sophia Stewart-Rossi, Montana Public Radio News.